Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may be open to all that you are calling us to do. We ask that we may be strengthened by you, and we ask that we may seek the inspiration of the martyrs. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today we have an interesting couple things. First of all, it is Thanksgiving Day, and so we recognize everything that this day stands for, especially in being thankful to the Lord. And that's what it is ultimately about. I know it becomes a little controversial because of connections to the pilgrims, to colonization, to everything else, but let's stop for a second and look at one simple thing. The focus of the day is being thankful to the Lord, and that crosses all language and cultural lines. And one of the reasons why I can say that is because you may or may not know, one of the things I used to do for Cansanova a long time ago is I would translate their material from Portuguese into English. And I translated a talk by Luzia, who is one of the leaders of Cansanova, is a woman who works as I said, one of the leaders of Cansanova. And she talked about, in Portuguese, about Thanksgiving and its connection to Plymouth, Massachusetts. Understanding, I don't know if Luzia, of course, speaking from Brazil, has ever been to Plymouth, Massachusetts. I know she's been to Massachusetts, and I know she's been to the United States. But anyway, but she was talking about it. So that concept of being thankful for the Lord, based in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and based in this holiday, is universal. So that's important for us to keep in mind and always understand that basic message. And that's one of the things that St. Paul calls us to do, to always be dedicated to thankfulness. So that's an important message as well. So here we are celebrating Thanksgiving Day in all the many ways that we may be celebrating it. One of the powerful things that happens on Thanksgiving Day, of course, is the football games that happen as the kind of the end of the high school football season, and they have kind of a Super Bowl of football games, as we know. At least, I mean, I don't know if this is a national thing for those of you who are listening on the podcast from other parts of the country, even other parts of the world, but I know it's a Massachusetts thing at the very least. So this is the day when there were a lot of great celebrations. Another day that is a Thanksgiving tradition is, and you'll hear this on your classic rock radio stations, is to hear Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant. Fascinating story there. It's a true story, and it came out in the late 60s. Actually, I think it came out maybe around 1970, at the height of the Vietnam War. And one of the things that people forget about the Vietnam War that was the central element to it was the draft. Now, if you don't know the story of the draft, and I know many people who are listening actually do, but if you don't know the story of the draft, and I think the draft actually was straightforward right from World War II, or actually maybe before. At the age of 18, you had to register for the draft. And what would happen, and I think this came out later on in the during the Vietnam War, is there would be a drawing, you know, almost like bingo in a sense, although it obviously wasn't bingo, and numbers would be drawn, and the numbers would actually correlate to birth dates. That's what it was. And so if your birth date was drawn, let's say number one or number two, whatever, you were going to be drafted. And that's the way it worked. So if you had other plans, they were all put on hold unless you went for deferment or something like that. And it's in the midst of that whole reality that Alice's Restaurants came out, which, as I understand, was a true story. And it was that Arlo Guthrie was drafted, but he couldn't go into the military because he had been arrested for littering. So it's always played on Thanksgiving Day because it takes place on Thanksgiving Day. And it actually takes place also in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. There was a movie that was made about it. The movie stars the actual police officer who did the actual arrest in the actual original story in which the song is based. Fascinating little thing there. And of course, Arlo Guthrie, who I'm 64 and he's much older than me. So Arlo Guthrie, who still lives in Massachusetts, by the way, and still sings, he was the son of Woody Guthrie, who is the creator of the song, the composer of the song, This Land Is My Land. And you can see his story in a movie starring David Carradine. I had to remember that. David Carradine, called Bound for Glory. And I saw that movie in the Navy. So all this stuff is connected to Thanksgiving in the United States, but it all comes down to one thing, that this is the day we recognize that we are thankful to the Lord for all that he has done for us. And looking back at your past year, what are you thankful for? Looking back before that, what are you thankful for? And the difficult thing is, if you're going through a difficult time, how do you be thankful for that? Evangelical preacher Merlin Carruthers, I don't know if he's still alive, wrote a great series of books on called Prison to Praise about praising and being thankful to God for all things, even when things go wrong, because he started doing that when he was in prison. Even when things go wrong, very powerful idea, and that's something to actually consider reading if you can find that, Prison to Praise. Merlin Carruthers on this Thanksgiving Day. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show. Check out our Substack newsletter and check out all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So another thing is today is this is the anniversary of Andrew Dulac, St. Andrew Dulac and his companions. These were priests and martyrs. A priest who was martyred and others who were martyred in Vietnam around 1820 and a few years around there. And these are the Vietnamese martyrs. Now, an interesting thing to recognize on this day is the Vietnamese community here in the Boston area, and I'm sure across the country, for them, this is a huge celebration. It's also what you would call the Vietnamese diaspora. So they are not in Vietnam. They celebrate their faith here. They celebrate their presence here. And of course, these are people who came to us after or during or after the Vietnam War. And these were some of course would be what we would have called them, the boat people. I was in the Navy at the time that they were, as they will use the term, escaping their country, leaving Vietnam and coming here to the United States. And they came in boats. And the Navy ships who were in the area, and we were one of them, were alerted that you may encounter boat people. We did, unfortunately, and I was fortunately not a witness to this. Unfortunately, the boat people that we encountered on our ship, and it only happened once, were victims of pirates. So and so they had all had been killed. Tragic situation there. But so this is the day that many, or if not today, they'll do it over the weekend. Many of the Vietnamese in the Boston area, at least, and I'm sure they do this in other dioceses, will gather together in a parish to celebrate the Vietnamese martyrs, their Vietnamese Catholicism, their Vietnamese country that they want to go back to without the communism and all that. Now, I had an interesting experience with a Vietnamese priest here in the Boston area, and he talked about how he visited Hanoi in order to attend an ordination, a Catholic ordination. So he said, you know, he flew back into Hanoi and attended a Catholic ordination. And I spoke to him, actually a friend of mine and I both spoke to him afterwards and said, hearing those words that you flew into Hanoi to attend a Catholic ordination is something that we're just not used to hearing words like that. And he said something interesting to me. I said, well, what about the communism? And he says, communism is a concept. It's not as real as people would imagine it to be, or something along those lines. I knew another priest who escaped Vietnam, and when this is around the time the web was coming in, we were going to make a web page for the parish, and we were putting the pictures of the various staff members on the web, and I said, do you want me to take your picture? No, he did not want his picture on because he didn't want Vietnamese authorities to know where he was. A fascinating story that is related to all of this. And this is the day that the Vietnamese, or they'll probably do it over the weekend because it's Thanksgiving, the Vietnamese celebrate the Vietnamese martyrs and will probably gather in one parish. We'll be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed Thanksgiving, and we will see you tomorrow. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.